Intro music fades. Hello and welcome to GCSE Physics Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in atomic structure, isotopes. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier for OCR GCSE physics, understanding isotopes is absolutely crucial. This topic appears regularly in Paper 1, and it's one of those concepts that, once you really get it, unlocks so much more in nuclear physics and radioactivity. So grab your notes, and let's get started. Section 1. Core Concepts, 5 minutes. Right, let's start with the big question. What exactly is an isotope? Now, here's where many candidates lose marks. It's not enough to say atoms with different masses. That's too vague. OCR examiners want precision. The correct definition is this. Isotopes are atoms of the same element that have the same number of protons but different numbers of neutrons. Let me say that again because it's worth writing down. Same number of protons, different number of neutrons. Why does this matter? Well, the number of protons defines what element you're dealing with. Carbon always has 6 protons. If it had 7, it would be nitrogen. So all carbon atoms have 6 protons. But the number of neutrons can vary. Carbon-12 has 6 neutrons. Carbon-13 has 7 neutrons. Carbon-14 has 8 neutrons. They're all carbon because they all have 6 protons, but they're different isotopes because they have different neutron counts. Now, let's talk about nuclear notation, because this is where OCR tests your understanding. You'll see symbols like carbon-14 written with a big 14 at the top left and a small 6 at the bottom left of the letter C. The top number is the mass number, symbol A. That's the total number of protons plus neutrons. The bottom number is the atomic number, symbol Z. That's just the number of protons. So for carbon-14, mass number is 14, atomic number is 6. To find the number of neutrons, you subtract 14 minus 6 equals 8 neutrons. Here's a really important exam tip. OCR sometimes flips the position of these numbers on their periodic table compared to other exam boards. Always check the key on the data sheet they give you in the exam. Don't assume you know which number is which. Read the key carefully. Now, what about electrons? This is a common mistake. Candidates often think isotopes have different numbers of electrons. They don't. In a neutral atom, the number of electrons always equals the number of protons. So carbon-12, carbon-13, and carbon-14 all have 6 electrons, because they all have 6 protons. It's only the neutrons that differ. If you change the number of electrons, you get an ion, not an isotope. Keep those concepts separate. Because isotopes have the same number of electrons, they have identical chemical properties. They react in exactly the same way. This is why you can't separate isotopes by chemical means. You need physical methods based on mass, like mass spectrometry. Let's look at another example, chlorine. Natural chlorine is a mixture of 2 isotopes, chlorine-35 and chlorine-37. Chlorine-35 has 17 protons and 18 neutrons. Chlorine-37 has 17 protons and 20 neutrons. Both have 17 electrons. Same element, different isotopes. About 75% of natural chlorine is chlorine-35, and 25% is chlorine-37. That's why the relative atomic mass of chlorine on the periodic table is 35.5, it's a weighted average. Section 2. Exam tips and common mistakes, 2 minutes. Alright, let's talk exam technique. When you're asked to define isotopes, use this exact phrasing. Isotopes are atoms of the same element with the same number of protons but different numbers of neutrons. That will get you full marks. If you say same atomic number, different mass number, that's also correct, but it's slightly riskier because you need to be sure you understand what those terms mean. Common mistake number 1. Saying isotopes have different numbers of electrons. They don't. That's ions. Write it down. Isotopes differ in neutrons, ions differ in electrons. Common mistake number 2. Using the relative atomic mass from the periodic table to calculate neutrons. Don't do that. The relative atomic mass is an average. You need the specific mass number given in the question. If the question says carbon-14, use 14, not 12.01 from the periodic table. Common mistake number 3, forgetting to show your working in calculations. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still pick up method marks if you've written down the formula, number of neutrons equals mass number minus atomic number. Always show that step. And here's a top tip, when you see the command word explain, you must give a reason. If the question asks explain why isotopes have the same chemical properties, you need to say because they have the same number of electrons, so they have the same electron configuration. The word because is your friend in explain questions. Section 3. Quickfire recall quiz, 1 minute. Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is an isotope? Pause, answer. Atoms of the same element with the same number of protons but different numbers of neutrons. Question 2. How do you calculate the number of neutrons? Pause, answer. Mass number minus atomic number. Question 3. Do isotopes have the same number of electrons? Pause, answer. Yes, in neutral atoms, the number of electrons equals the number of protons. Question 4. Why do isotopes have the same chemical properties? Pause, answer. Because they have the same number of electrons and therefore the same electron configuration. Question 5. What's the difference between an isotope and an ion? Pause, answer. Isotopes differ in neutrons, ions differ in electrons. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Section 4. Summary and sign OFF, 1 minute. Okay, let's wrap up. Here are your key takeaways for isotopes. Number 1. Isotopes are atoms of the same element with the same number of protons but different numbers of neutrons. Number 2. Use nuclear notation carefully. Mass number on top, atomic number on the bottom. Always check the periodic table key in your exam. Number 3. Number of neutrons equals mass number minus atomic number. Show your working. Number 4. Isotopes have the same number of electrons and therefore identical chemical properties. Number 5. Don't confuse isotopes with ions. Isotopes differ in neutrons, ions differ in electrons. This topic links directly to radioactive decay, half-life, and nuclear equations, so make sure you've got it nailed. Practice those calculation questions, and remember to use precise language in your definitions. Thanks for listening to GCSE Physics Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, same protons, different neutrons. That's isotopes. Outro music.